WITN Radio Boston, welcome back to my show. You're still listening to Italy Echo, Boston's only bilingual Italian-American show. And now let's talk about music with music artist Will Schaefer. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good.
Great, great. So, your musical journey seems to have evolved from electronic beats to incorporating live instruments like guitar and bass. What inspired this transition, and how do you feel it has shaped your sound, your unique sound?
So, the main inspiration for shifting from electronic produced beats into live instrumentation was because singing over electronic beats just became too hard, and I had to just do it for real.
Got it. And growing up surrounded by music with your mother playing, was there a particular moment or experience that sparked your passion for creating music yourself?
Particular moment. No, I used to go to this festival near my house quite a bit called a Virgin Fest. I went to that a bunch of times. I think after the fourth or fifth time, I decided to, pick up electronic producing after I'd seen DJs and stuff at that festival.
Thank you. So you spent years in college experimenting with electronic rock using Ableton. How did those formative years influence your approach to music production and songwriting?
Well, using Ableton for a while made me a very good producer. I was really into it. Used it constantly. Probably used it for about 6 years or so. And then I moved on to using like two programs. The producing experience in Ableton was helpful because when I moved over into a different program with all live instrumentation, I was able to record digital music, but later then convert it into analog recordings. So my experience really built up. And when I got to, the more tougher rock-oriented style production, I was able to kind of reinvent the whole analog thing.
Thank you, Will. Your latest work reflects a blend of electronic elements with organic instrumentation. Could you walk us through your creative process when crafting a song from initial inspiration to final production?
Yeah, I usually record the demo just in my really small studio, record a demo on just my guitar, or not really record it. I'll get, get the chords and stuff figured out on my guitar. Once I have the chords figured out, I usually write the lyrics. After this, I go into a program called Audition, and I start recording stuff through Audition. From there, I record the main tracks like guitar, drums, bass, vocals. And then I take it from that into Ableton, and then I record the overdubs, which are usually pretty difficult to record. Yeah, I've recorded a couple albums like this, but none have really surfaced up on the system yet. So I don't know. I got my fingers crossed.
Thank you so much. And moving from electronic production to incorporating live instruments like guitar and bass must have presented its own set of challenges. Can you share some insights into how you navigated that transition creatively and technically?
Well, yeah, rock music recorded on software sounds pretty quiet and watery. I knew deep down there was some major issue. I'd sit there in front of my computer for like 16 hours, exporting out songs, listening to them, thinking to myself, man, there's really something wrong with this. Eventually, I spent enough time doing that. After doing that for a couple years or so, I eventually flipped it around the other way and was actually able to develop like a new form of analog where you convert a digital mix down into an analog song composition through the internet. It's pretty cool. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. You record it. You convert it manually through like a website like Dropbox or, you know, file transfer, whatever's out there. And yeah, you can convert from digital into analog. It's pretty cool. Like I said, I figure it out from just sitting in front of my computer for, you know, 16 hours every night listening to the song. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it until I tried, you know, something a little bizarre through the internet, and you know, I came up with something really cool.
Thank you for sharing this. And final question. Today we're going to play the song Time to Show. Tell us something about the song.
Okay. Time to Show. It's a good track. It's the single for my new analog album. I recorded it slightly off tuning on the guitar. So it's got a kind of reggae style to it. I've been pumping it through my new analog quite a bit, getting it to sound perfect as best as I could. And I think I got a pretty good track from it. It you know, when I first finished the song, it wasn't that impressive. But then through my new analog I've developed, I was actually able to develop it into a pretty big hit.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And now, guys, stay tuned. We're going to play Time to Show.
All I